You're listening to SBS News.
John Conti runs a high street pharmacy in inner Sydney. He says the pandemic has seen a rise in customers walking through his shop door due to the lockdown stopping people travelling to larger shopping centres and into the CBD. But when his shop has problems with technology, people without cash simply walk out. And he's not expecting the situation to improve anytime soon.
I'm not optimistic of that. I imagine these corporate structures to be terribly inefficient at being able to deal with these sorts of problems in a timely manner.
When people don't get the service they expect from their providers, increasing numbers of them are turning to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. Judy Jones has held that position for the past 5 years, and she says the increasing numbers of complaints may also mean small businesses are realising they have someone to turn to when tech issues arise.
It could also be that small businesses are more aware that my office is available, and that's a really important thing for them to know. If they can't resolve with their telco, small businesses can use our services, and we're free, and we're here to help them too.
Ms. Jones says in many cases, the complaints are escalated to her office when they don't always need to be. She believes better communications between customers and telcos alike can sort out many disputes before things become more involved.
We also found that it is really important that there's that good quality communication. This happens, you know, for all complaints really, that the small business and the telco listen to each other when they're describing what the challenge is, what is the problem, work together to try and troubleshoot it, be prepared to climb under the desk and look at the modem and say what lights are flashing, you know, turn things off and on. Those sorts of things will help.
Of the almost 20,000 complaints by small businesses this year, just over a quarter were concerned with landline faults. 20% were internet related, but the largest number of complaints were made against companies offering bundled services at 34.1%, an increase of over 30% on last year. The Council of Small Business Organisations Australia says issues for its members dealing with large telcos is nothing new. Alexi Boyd is the CEO of the organisation. She's not surprised to hear that complaints from small businesses to the Telecommunications Ombudsman have risen for a third year in succession. But Ms. Boyd says it's important for her members to be sure they're on the right plan.
It's more about making sure that the products that small businesses have are fit for purpose for a small business situation, because obviously they need to be able to access the internet for increased sales, they're remote working, they're engaging with their workers and their team in a completely different way.
Ultimately, the profitability of small businesses suffers when there are technology issues, whether it's customers walking out of shops because they don't have the cash when the EFTPOS machines don't work, or frustrations that online orders can't be processed. And in the case of Mr. Conti's pharmacy, it also puts his relationships with local doctors under unwanted pressure.
I've had doctors calling me saying, I can't contact you, why? And it's like, I'm sorry, but my phone lines are down. But I was powerless to do anything for 2 weeks, so I was really beholden to the inefficiencies of the telcos.
John Baldock, SBS News.